Appendix 2, Iconium and the Acts of St. Thecla. The city that Egeria visited, where she met her friend Marthana and visited St. Thecla's, that was called Iconium in antiquity, and today it's called Konya. It's in Turkey. It's on the edge of the Anatolian Plateau. The Book of Acts mentions that Paul and Barnabas visited Iconium on their first missionary journey, and they suffered a lot of opposition and persecution there. The Acts of St. Thecla are part of a larger book, which is probably mostly not true, but may draw on actual tradition, called the Acts of Paul. So, from the Apocryphal New Testament, from a translation by M.R. James in 1924, here is the part of the Acts of Paul that is the Acts of St. Thecla. Translator's Note by M.R. James. The next episode is that of Paul and Thecla, in which the Greek text exists and will be followed. In the Coptic it has a title, After the Flight from Antioch, when he would go to Iconium. It is possible that in this episode the author of the Acts may have used a local legend current in his time of a real Christian martyr, Thecla. It is otherwise difficult to account for the very great popularity of the cult of St. Thecla, which spread over east and west and made her the most famous of virgin martyrs. Moreover, one historical personage is introduced into the story, namely Queen Tryphaena, who was the widow, it seems, of Cotys, king of Thrace, and the mother of Palaemo II, king of Pontus. She was a great niece of the Emperor Claudius. Professor W. M. Ramsey has contended that there was a written story of Thecla which was adapted by the author of the Acts, but his view is not generally accepted. When Paul went up unto Iconium, after he fled from Antioch, there journeyed with him Demas and Hermogenes the coppersmith, which were full of hypocrisy, and flattered Paul as though they loved him. But Paul, looking only unto the goodness of Christ, did them no evil, but loved them well, so that he essayed to make sweet unto them all the oracles of the Lord, and of the teaching and the interpretation of the gospel, and of the birth and resurrection of the Beloved, and related unto them, word by word, all the great works of Christ, how they were revealed unto him. Coptic version adds, how that Christ was born of Mary the Virgin, and of the seed of David. And a certain man named Onesiphorus, when he heard that Paul was come to Iconium, went out with his children, Simeas and Zeno, and his wife, Lectra, to meet him, that he might receive him into his house. For Titus had told him what manner of man Paul was in appearance. For he had not seen him in the flesh, but only in the spirit. And he went by the king's highway that leadeth unto Lystra, and stood expecting him, and looked upon them that came, according to the description of Titus. And he saw Paul coming, a man little of stature, thin-haired upon the head, crooked in the legs, of good state of body, with eyebrows joining, and nose somewhat hooked, full of grace, for sometimes he appeared like a man, and sometimes he had the face of an angel. And when Paul saw Onesiphorus, he smiled, and Onesiphorus said, Hail, thou servant of the blessed God! And he said, Grace be with thee and with thine house. But Demas and Hermogenes were envious, and stirred up their hypocrisy yet more, so that Demas said, Are we not servants of the blessed, that thou didst not salute us so? And Onesiphorus said, I see not in you any fruit of righteousness. But if ye be such, come ye also into my house, and refresh yourselves. And when Paul entered into the house of Onesiphorus, there was great joy, and bowing of knees, and breaking of bread. And the word of God concerning abstinence, or continence, and the resurrection. For Paul said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." "Blessed are they that keep the flesh chaste, for they shall become the temple of God." "Blessed are they that abstain, for unto them shall God speak." "Blessed are they that have renounced this world, for they shall be well-pleasing unto God." "Blessed are they that possess their wives, as though they had them not, for they shall inherit God." "Blessed are they that have the fear of God, for they shall become angels of God." "Blessed are they that tremble at the oracles of God, for they shall be comforted." "Blessed are they that receive the wisdom of Jesus Christ, for they shall be called sons of the Most High." "Blessed are they that have kept their baptism pure, for they shall rest with the Father and with the Son." "Blessed are they that have compassed the understanding of Jesus Christ, for they shall be in light." "Blessed are they that for love of God have departed from the fashion of this world, for they shall judge angels, and shall be blessed at the right hand of the Father." "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy, and shall not see the bitter day of judgment." "Blessed are the bodies of the virgins, for they shall be well-pleasing unto God, and shall not lose the reward of their continence. For the word of the Father shall be unto them a work of salvation in the day of his Son, and they shall have rest, world without end." And as Paul was saying these things, in the midst of the assembly, church, in the house of Onesiphorus, a certain virgin, Thecla, whose mother was Theoclea, who was betrothed to a husband, Themirus, sat at a window hard by, and hearkened night and day unto the word concerning chastity, which was spoken by Paul. And she stirred not from the window, but was led onward by faith, rejoicing exceedingly. And further, when she saw many women and virgins going in to Paul, she also desired earnestly to be accounted worthy to stand before Paul's face and to hear the word of Christ. For she had not yet seen the appearance of Paul, but only heard his speech. Now, as she removed not from the window, her mother sent unto Themirus, and he came with great joy, as if he were already to take her to wife. Themirus therefore said to Theoclea, "Where is my Thecla?" And Theoclea said, "I have a new tale to tell thee, Themirus. For 3 days and 3 nights Thecla ariseth not from the window, neither to eat nor to drink, but looking earnestly, as it were, upon a joyful spectacle, she so attendeth to a stranger who teacheth deceitful and various words, that I marvel how the great modesty of the maiden is so hard beset." "O Themirus, this man upsetteth the whole city of the Iconians, and thy Thecla also, for all the women and the young men go into him and are taught by him. Ye must, saith he, fear one only God, and live chastely. And my daughter, too, like a spider at the window, bound by his words, is held by a new desire and a fearful passion. For she hangeth upon the things that he speaketh, and the maiden is captured. But go thou to her, and speak to her, for she is betrothed unto thee." And Themirus went to her, alike loving her and fearing because of her disturbance, and said, "Thecla, my betrothed, why sittest thou thus? And what passion is it that holdeth thee in amaze? Turn unto thy Thamyris, and be ashamed." And her mother also said the same. "Thecla, why sittest thou thus, looking downward, and answering nothing, but as one stricken?" And they wept sore. Thamyris, because he failed of a wife, and Theoclea, of a child, and the maidservants, of a mistress. There was, therefore, great confusion of mourning in the house. And while all this was so, Thecla turned not away, but paid heed to the speech of Paul. But Thamyris leapt up, and went forth into the street, and watched them that went into Paul and came out. And he saw two men striving bitterly with one another, and said to them, "Ye men, tell me who you are, and who is he that is within with you, that maketh the souls of young men and maidens to err, deceiving them, that there may be no marriages, but they should live as they are? I promise, therefore, to give you much money, if you will tell me of him, for I am a chief man of the city." And Demas and Hermogenes said unto him,
Who this man is, we know not, but he defraudeth the young men of wives and the maidens of husbands, saying, Ye have no resurrection otherwise, except ye continue chaste, and defile not the flesh, but keep it pure.
And Thamyris said to them,
Come, ye men, into mine house, and refresh yourselves with me.
And they went to a costly banquet, and much wine, and great wealth, and a brilliant table. And Thamyris made them drink, for he loved Thecla, and desired to take her to wife. And at the dinner Thamyris said,
Tell me, ye men, what is his teaching, that I also may know it? For I am not a little afflicted concerning Thecla, because she so loveth the stranger, and I am defrauded of my marriage.
And Demas and Hermogenes said,
Bring him before Castellius the governor, as one that persuadeth the multitudes with the new doctrine of the Christians, and so will he destroy him. And thou shalt have thy wife Thecla, and we will teach thee of that resurrection which he asserteth, that it is already come to pass in the children which we have, and we rise again when we have come to the knowledge of the true God.
But when Thamyris heard this of them, he was filled with envy and wrath, and rose up early, and went to the house of Onesiphorus with the rulers and officers, and a great crowd with staves, saying unto Paul, Thou hast destroyed the city of the Iconians, and her that was espoused unto me, so that she will not have me. Let us go unto Castellius the governor. And all the multitude said, Away with the wizard, for he hath corrupted all our wives. And the multitude rose up together against him. And Thamyris, standing before the judgment seat, cried aloud, and said,
O proconsul, this is the man. We know not whence he is, who alloweth not maidens to marry. Let him declare before thee wherefore he teacheth such things.
And Demas and Hermogenes said to Thamyris,
Say thou that he is a Christian, and so wilt thou destroy him.
But the governor kept his mind steadfast, and called Paul, saying unto him,
Who art thou, and what teachest thou? For it is no light accusation that these bring against thee.
And Paul lifted up his voice and said,
If I am this day examined what I teach, hearken, O proconsul. The living God, the God of vengeance, the jealous God, the God that hath need of nothing, but desireth the salvation of men, hath sent me, that I may sever them from corruption and uncleanness, and all pleasure and death, that they may sin no more. Wherefore God hath sent his own child, whom I preach and teach, that men should have hope in him who alone hath had compassion upon the world that was in error, that men may no more be under judgment, but have faith and the fear of God, and the knowledge of sobriety, and the love of truth. If then I teach the things which have been revealed to me of God, what wrong do I, O proconsul? And the governor, having heard that, commanded Paul to be bound and taken away to prison, until he should have leisure to hear him more carefully. But Thecla, at night, took off her bracelets and gave them to the doorkeeper. And when the door was opened for her, she went into the prison and gave the jailer a mirror of silver, and so went in to Paul, and sat by his feet, and heard the wonderful works of God. And Paul feared not at all, but walked in the confidence of God. And her faith also was increased, as she kissed his chains. Now, when Thecla was sought by her own people and by Thamyris, she was looked for through the streets as one lost. And one of the fellow servants of the doorkeeper told that she went out by night. And they examined the doorkeeper, and he told them that she was gone to the stranger, unto the prison. And they went as he told them, and found her, as it were, bound with him by affection. And they went forth thence, and gathered the multitude to them, and showed it to the governor. And he commanded Paul to be brought to the judgment seat. But Thecla rolled herself upon the place where Paul taught when he sat in the prison. And the governor commanded her also to be brought to the judgment seat. And she went, exulting with joy. And when Paul was brought the second time, the people cried out more vehemently, "He is a sorcerer! Away with him!" But the governor heard Paul gladly concerning the holy works of Christ. And he took a counsel and called Thecla and said, "Why wilt thou not marry Thamyris according to the law of the Iconians?" But she stood looking earnestly upon Paul. And when she answered not, her mother Theoclea cried out, saying, "Burn the lawless one! Burn her that is no bride in the midst of the theater, that all the women that have been taught by this man may be affrighted." And the governor was greatly moved, and he scourged Paul and sent him out of the city. But Thecla he condemned to be burned. And straightway the governor arose and went to the theater, and all the multitude went forth unto the dreadful spectacle. But Thecla, as the lamb in the wilderness looketh about for the shepherd, so sought for Paul. And she looked upon the multitude, and saw the Lord sitting like unto Paul, and said, "As if I were not able to endure, Paul is come to look upon me." And she earnestly paid heed to him. But he departed into the heavens. Now the boys and the maidens brought wood and hay to burn Thecla. And when she was brought in, naked, the governor wept and marveled at the power that was in her. And they laid the wood, and the executioner bade her mount upon the pyre. And she, making the sign of the cross, went up upon the wood, and they lighted it. And, though a great fire blazed forth, the fire took no hold on her, for God had compassion on her, and caused a sound under the earth, and a cloud overshadowed her above, full of rain and hail. And all the vessel of it was poured out, so that many were in peril of death. And the fire was quenched, and Thecla was preserved. Now, Paul was fasting with Onesiphorus and his wife and their children in an open sepulchre on the way whereby they go from Iconium to Daphne. And when many days were past, as they fasted, the boys said unto Paul, We are a-hungered. And they had not wherewith to buy bread, for Onesiphorus had left the goods of this world, and followed Paul with all his house. But Paul took off his upper garment, and said, Go, child, buy several loaves, and bring them. And as the boy was buying, he saw his neighbor Thecla, and was astonished, and said, Thecla, whither goest thou? And she said, I seek Paul, for I was preserved from the fire. And the boy said, Come, I will bring thee unto them, for he mourneth for thee, and prayeth and fasteth now these 6 days. And when she came to the sepulchre unto Paul, who had bowed his knees and was praying and saying, O Father of Christ, let not the fire take hold on Thecla, but spare her, for she is thine. She, standing behind him, cried out, O Father that madest heaven and earth, the Father of thy beloved child, Jesus Christ, I bless thee, for that thou hast preserved me from the fire, that I might see Paul. And Paul arose and saw her and said, O God, the knower of hearts, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bless thee, that thou hast speedily accomplished that which I asked of thee, and hast hearkened unto me. And there was much love within the sepulchre, for Paul rejoiced, and Onesiphorus, and all of them. And they had 5 loaves, and herbs, and water, and salt, and they rejoiced for the holy works of Christ. And Thecla said unto Paul, I will cut my hair round about, and follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And he said, The time is ill-favored, and thou art comely. Beware lest another temptation take thee, worse than the first, and thou endure it not, but play the coward. And Thecla said, Only give me the seal in Christ, and temptation shall not touch me. And Paul said, Have patience, Thecla, and thou shalt receive the water. And Paul sent away Onesiphorus with all his house unto Iconium, and so took Thecla and entered into Antioch. And as they entered in, a certain Syriarch, Alexander by name, saw Thecla, and was enamored of her, and would have bribed Paul with money and gifts. But Paul said, I know not the woman of the whom thou speakest, neither is she mine. But, as he was of great power, he himself, Alexander, embraced her in the highway. And she endured it not, but sought after Paul, and cried out bitterly, saying, Force not the stranger, force not the handmaid of God. I am of the first of the Iconians, and because I would not marry Themiris, I am cast out of the city. And she caught at Alexander, and rent his cloak, and took the wreath from his head, and made him a mocking-stock. But he, alike loving her and being ashamed of what had befallen him, brought her before the governor. And when she confessed that she had done this, he condemned her to the beasts. But the women were greatly amazed, and cried out at the judgment seat, An evil judgment! An impious judgment! And Thecla asked of the governor that she might remain a virgin until she should fight the beasts. And a certain rich queen, Tryphaena by name, whose daughter had died, took her into her keeping, and had her for a consolation. Now, when the beasts were led in procession, they bound her to a fierce lioness, and the queen Tryphaena followed after her. But the lioness, when Thecla was set upon her, licked her feet, and all the people marveled. Now, the writing, title, of her accusation was Guilty of Sacrilege. And the women with their children cried out from above,
Oh God, an impious judgment cometh to pass in this city.
And after the procession, Tryphaena took her again. For her daughter Falconilla, which was dead, had said to her in a dream,
Mother, thou shalt take in my stead Thecla the stranger that is desolate, that she may pray for me, and I be translated into the place of the righteous.
When, therefore, Tryphaena received her after the procession, she alike bewailed her because she was to fight the beasts on the morrow, and also loving her closely as her own daughter Falconilla, and said,
Thecla, my second child, come, pray thou for my child, that she may live forever. For this have I seen in a dream.
And she, without delay, lifted up her voice and said,
O my God, Son of the Most High that art in heaven, grant unto her according to her desire, that her daughter Falconilla may live forever.
And after she had said this, Tryphaena bewailed her, considering that so great beauty was to be cast unto the beasts. And when it was dawn, Alexander came to take her, for it was he that was giving the games, saying,
The governor is set, and the people troubleth us. Give me her that is to fight the beasts, that I may take her away.
But Tryphaena cried aloud, so that he fled away, saying,
A second mourning for my Falconilla cometh about in mine house, and there is none to help, neither child, for she is dead, nor kinsman, for I am a widow. O God of Thecla, my child, help thou Thecla!
And the governor sent soldiers to fetch Thecla. And Tryphaena left her not, but herself took her hand and led her up, saying,
I did bring my daughter Falconilla unto the sepulchre. But thee, Thecla, do I bring to fight the beasts.
And Thecla wept bitterly and groaned unto the Lord, saying,
Lord God, in whom I believe, with whom I have taken refuge, that savest me from the fire. Reward thou Tryphaena, who hath had pity on thine handmaid, and hath kept me pure.
There was therefore a tumult, and a voice of the beasts, and shouting of the people, and of the women which sat together, some saying,
Bring in the sacrilegious one!
And the women saying,
Away with the city for this unlawful deed! Away with all us, thou proconsul! It is a bitter sight, an evil judgment!
But Thecla, being taken out of the hand of Tryphaena, was stripped, and a girdle put upon her, and was cast into the stadium. And lions and bears were set against her. And a fierce lioness, running to her, lay down at her feet. And the press of women cried aloud,
Ah!
And a bear ran upon her. But the lioness ran and met him, and tore the bear in sunder. And again a lion, trained against men, which was Alexander's, ran upon her, and the lioness wrestled with him, and was slain along with him. And the women bewailed yet more, seeing that the lioness also that succored her was dead. Then did they put in many beasts, while she stood and stretched out her hands and prayed. And when she had ended her prayer, she turned and saw a great tank full of water, and said,
Now is it time that I should wash myself.
And she cast herself in, saying,
In the name of Jesus Christ, do I baptize myself on the last day?
And all the women, seeing it, and all the people wept, saying,
Cast not thyself into the water!
So that even the governor wept, that so great beauty should be devoured by seals. So then, she cast herself into the water in the name of Jesus Christ. And the seals, seeing the light of a flash of fire, floated dead on the top of the water. And there was about her a cloud of fire, so that neither did the beast touch her, nor was she seen to be naked. Now the women, when other more fearful beasts were put in, shrieked aloud, and some cast leaves, and others nard, and others cassia, and some balsam, so that there was a multitude of odors. And all the beasts that were struck thereby were held, as it were, in sleep, and touched her not. So that Alexander said to the governor, I have some bulls exceeding fearful. Let us bind the criminal to them. And the governor, frowning, allowed it, saying, Do that thou wilt. And they bound her by the feet between the bulls, and put hot irons under their bellies, that they might be the more enraged and kill her. They then leapt forward, but the flame that burned about her burned through the ropes, and she was as one not bound. But Tryphaena, standing by the arena, fainted at the entry, so that her handmaid said, The Queen Tryphaena is dead! And the governor stopped the games, and all the city was frightened. And Alexander, falling at the governor's feet, said, Have mercy on me and on the city, and let the condemned go, lest the city perish with her. For if Caesar hear this, perchance he will destroy us and the city, because his kinswoman, the Queen Tryphaena, hath died at the entry. And the governor called Thecla from among the beasts, and said to her, Who art thou, and what hast thou about thee, that not one of the beasts hath touched thee? But she said, I am the handmaid of the living God, and what I have about me, it is that I have believed on that his son, in whom his God is well pleased, for whose sake not one of the beasts hath touched me. For he alone is the goal of salvation, and the substance of life immortal. For unto them that are tossed about, he is a refuge. Unto the oppressed, relief. Unto the despairing, shelter. And in a word, whosoever believeth not on him shall not live, but die everlastingly. And when the governor heard this, he commanded garments to be brought, and said, Put on these garments. And she said, He that clad me when I was naked among the beasts, the same in the day of judgment will clothe me with salvation. And she took the garments and put them on. And the governor forthwith issued out an act, saying, I release unto you Thecla the godly, the servant of God. And all the women cried out with a loud voice, and as with one mouth gave praise to God, saying, One is the God who hath preserved Thecla! So that with their voice all the city shook. And Tryphaena, when she was told the good tidings, met her with much people, and embraced Thecla, and said, Now do I believe that the dead are raised up. Now do I believe that my child liveth. Come within, and I will make thee heir of all my substance. Thecla, therefore, went in with her, and rested in her house 8 days, teaching her the word of God,
so that the more part of the maidservants also believed. And there was great joy in the house. But Thecla yearned after Paul, and sought him, sending about in all places. And it was told her that he was at Myra. And she took young men and maids, and girded herself, and sewed her mantle into a cloak, after the fashion of a man, and departed into Myra, and found Paul speaking the word of God, and went to him. But he, when he saw her and the people that were with her, was amazed, thinking in himself, "Hath some other temptation come upon her?" But she perceived it, and said to him, "I have received the washing, O Paul, for he that hath worked together with thee in the gospel hath worked with me also unto my baptizing." And Paul took her by the hand, and brought her into the house of Hermias, and heard all things from her. So that Paul marveled much, and they that heard were confirmed, and prayed for Tryphaena. And Thecla arose and said to Paul, "I go unto Iconium." And Paul said, "Go, and teach the word of God." Now Tryphaena had sent her much apparel and gold, so that she left of it with Paul for the ministry of the poor. But she herself departed unto Iconium. And she entered into the house of Onesiphorus, and fell down upon the floor where Paul had sat and taught the oracles of God, and wept, saying, "O God of me and of this house, where the light shone upon me, Jesu Christ, the Son of God, my helper in prison, my helper before the governors, my helper in the fire, my helper among the beasts, thou art God, and unto thee be the glory for ever. Amen." And she found Thamyris dead, but her mother living. And she saw her mother, and said unto her, "Theoclea, my mother, canst thou believe that the Lord liveth in the heavens? For whether thou desirest money, the Lord will give it thee through me. Or thy child? Lo, I am here before thee." And when she had so testified, she departed unto Seleucia. And after she had enlightened many with the word of God, she slept a good sleep. Translator's note. A good many manuscripts add that Theoclea was not converted, but the Coptic does not support them. It ends the episode as above. A long appendix is given in other Greek copies telling how, in Thecla's old age, she was 90, she was living on Mount Calamon, or Calamion, and some evil-disposed young men went up to ill-treat her. And she prayed, and the rock opened, and she entered it, and it closed after her. Some add that she went underground to Rome, this to account for the presence of her body there. End of the Acts of St. Thecla, end of Appendix 2.